Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With expert advice and support from Vodafone, your business can make technology work for you. See vodafone.ie/business.
And we have a very special Executive Chair for you this week because we're in Dingle, we're at the Blast and Heron Food Awards. There's only one man I could think of that made the prerequisite for the Executive Chair this week, and he's one, Nevin Maguire. Nevin Maguire, welcome to the Executive Chair.
Well, thank you, and I'm absolutely honoured. It's my first time ever sitting in any Executive Chair, and I love it. I feel very comfortable, and it's great to see you, my friend.
Good. Well, good to see you too. Now, let's roll back the years, the early years. You're a twin, growing up as a young fella. When did you first establish an interest in food?
Probably from my mother. So I'm from a family of nine, five boys, four girls. Probably from the age of 12, 13. I remember when I was young, I started baking flapjacks, shortbread, apple tart, making a mess in the kitchen. I'm still doing that. But I always wanted to be a chef. And from the age of 12, I said, this is going to be for me. I was the first boy to do home economics in Manor Hamilton, which I think is a fantastic subject. And I would love to see every young person doing it. And there was a teacher there, Mairead McMorrow, Bobby, and she was so good to me. And like I got slagged and picked on, but I absolutely loved it. And food was my life and my love. But really from my mother it started. Like what I started doing was I just took an interest, and mum and dad had the restaurant. So I got a little bit of experience washing and prepping and different things like that. And like Killybegs was one of the top colleges in the country. But where I actually went to, Bobby, is in Enniskillen, yeah, in Fermanagh College, just up the road from Black Lion. So I could travel in and out because I left after my junior cert. I actually didn't do my leaving cert. And just for anyone listening, for young people, like, I followed my dream, and it for me it wasn't about doing the leaving cert, it was about just doing what you love, and I love it so much.
And tell me this, in those early years, were you always destined to come home, or could it have gone another route?
Well, interesting, because I had offers. So, like, I always wanted to stay at home and kind of run the business and try and take over from mum and dad. Now, we struggled for years, Bobby. I'm not going to lie. Our house was bombed twice during the Troubles. We closed from 73 to 89. We reopened in 89. And food has changed so much, yeah, since I've started cooking. The Irish palate has changed. We had 4 bedrooms. Now we have 20 bedrooms. Now we have 60 staff. Like, it's incredible, yeah, the journey. But I always believed we could make it work. But it's down to a good team. And, you know, you get your break television, and you're lucky and privileged to do that. Word of mouth, people say, oh, I must go to this young man's restaurant. But I just loved being in Black Lion. Now, I had offers to go to Chelsea Football Club. First of all, I'm a man.
To play football or to cook?
I need to clarify that now. Thank you, Bobby. You're very... Bobby, it was to open an Irish restaurant. And you know what? I politely declined. First of all, I'm a Man United fan for my sins. But I do love them from the age of 13. But I said no. And I wanted to stay in Black Lion. And then I went to work in Luxembourg and in Germany and in other restaurants like Belfast, Roscoff's. But I always wanted to come back to Black Lion and take over from my mum and dad, which has been a dream come true.
Did you do some training in the north of Spain? Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was in Arzac. So Arzac is the oldest 3-Michelin-star restaurant. They have it for over, I think, 25 years. And it's Senior Arzac and his daughter, Alana. And there was 25 chefs, Bobby, there in the kitchen. I worked there for 3 months. And only, I think, maybe 10 or 12 of them get paid. The rest of them work there for free for a year. Yeah. It was a really intense, incredible experience. They were using some Irish beef. They were using some Irish fish. And just the way, I couldn't get over how late they eat in Spain. Incredible. Yeah. But I loved it. They were so good to me. They're very like the Irish people.
So how many years did you do there?
Yeah, well, it wasn't even years, to be truthful with you. Like, I would have done probably maybe 5 years in college. And then after that, I worked there for about maybe 3 months. So I did. And it was such a great experience for me. So it was.
What was the first sort of TV, sort of public Nevin exposure that you got, or that gave you a taste for that?
Well, it was a programme in the afternoon. You'd know them well, Marty Whelan and Mary Kennedy, Open House. And I was the resident chef for 5 years. And I loved it, Bobby. And cooking live, sure, like your live show, yeah, like it's a great buzz. And I really, really enjoyed it. I was very nervous and very wet behind the ears. And I remember once, like, I was cooking live on TV. The gas goes live. There's nowhere to hide. Thank God for an electric oven. And it wasn't flow gas, by the way. And then another time I was making Christmas pudding. And what did I forget? The breadcrumbs. So the whole mixture was a disaster. And people used to laugh and joke at that. But that was my first break in television and I loved it.
I know another chef who you know, who will be remain nameless, who set a barbecue on fire out in the studios in TV3 and the whole place had to be evacuated live on air. So he knows who he is, but we won't mention it here. So when did you sort of see the power of, I suppose, the public Navin and, you know, making that, bringing that home to McNean House? Like, was there a drive, a public drive to bring business up to your home place?
Well, absolutely, because even like it's always been all Irish customers. We never would get really many Americans or any tourists, but it's never been, I never dreamt it would be the success that it was, that would be so booked up. And it's about doing a good product, and I think for me, doing one and doing it right, you know, I've always believed that we could make it work in Black Lion. You know, me and my wife Imelda, like, I took over from my mom. My dad was tragically killed over 30 years ago in a road accident, and then my mother passed away 10 years ago, so I took over the business and myself and my wife, and to employ 60 people, like, it's all Irish people, and I'm really proud of that, because, you know, the Irish palate has changed so much. Like, when we opened up first, Bobby, half a grapefruit with a cherry and a bit of brown sugar was exotic. Chicken Maryland, mixed grill,
egg mayonnaise,
that's it, prawn cocktail. Like, when you think of food, how it's changed, and I know we'll get talking about Bloss and that in a minute, but it's just, I think the Irish palate has become very sophisticated, because we've done a lot of travelling, we're definitely more adventurous, and when we opened up first, it was all well done steaks. Not anymore. Yeah. Definitely not. It's definitely a great time to be in Irish food.
Yeah. Let's talk about the awards. Again, we were talking to Artie and some of them earlier. It really is like the 18 years, all the tastings that are done, the blind tasting, the no packaging. It's a wonderful way to promote small producers, isn't it? It's possibly the best way.
Artie, there's no better awards than these. These are the Food Producers Awards. You'll see every good food producer that come down here. And like, there's lots of them that have won awards year on year, but there's lots of new ones. I met some really interesting ones yesterday that I hadn't even heard of. So as a chef, you're learning, you're listening to their story. There was an architect and his partner, and they started making salt down in Wexford. Amazing salt, just in a tunnel. He was showing me. It's just incredible. So I have to acknowledge Artie and Fallon and the whole team. What they do here is unique and very special, and really it's a celebration of great Irish food, great Irish producers, because, you know, we both love to cook, and it's where the food comes from, what they do. They're full of passion. Yeah. They love what they do, and I just think it's exciting.
We've the budget next Tuesday, and Evan, I don't want to get heavy here, but, you know, it has been a very difficult space for the hospitality industry. You and I both are embedded in it. Yeah. I'm certainly a huge supporter of it. And I was sort of disappointed when I saw, you know, things like, you know, big fast food chains being sort of turned against small coffee shops on the basis that, you know, we don't know what we're going to get yet. But, like, the hospitality businesses, they're in real trouble.
They are. They're on their knees. And what we're talking about, you made a great point there. The small coffee shops, the small restaurants. Like, okay, so we're in Black Lion. We have 60 staff. We have 20 bedrooms. We're full every night. But without the bedrooms, we would be struggling. I'm not lying to you. Yeah. So it's got very hard with the cost increase. And I know probably people are fed up listening to us. But, you know, every small little coffee shop and restaurant, they employ local, they buy local. So it's like a ripple effect in a small communities, small villages, and all over the country. We need this VAT, and hopefully the government will see that the amount of tourism and people that it brings into Ireland. We're getting a great reputation for good food. Let's keep that on, and let's keep employing people, and that's so important.
Like, I heard somebody make the argument last week that, you know, for every 100 restaurants are closing, there's 80 new ones coming along. But of that 80, 10 of those will survive.
Absolutely. It's never been harder out there. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm hearing it every day. And, like, you know, Dublin, big city and all that, like, they're all, like, the competition is incredible out there. And the cost of running a business, the ingredients, like, even if you're using really good Irish beef, like, that's up nearly 60-70%. So it is, like, so if you're buying good quality ingredients, and we all want to do that, buy local, buy seasonal, that's the key. And we still want to try and offer value for money for our customers. But gone with the days is, is cheap food, because it's not sustainable. It's about using really good local produce and giving your customers a great experience.
And do you worry about the concept of a steak being 50 euros because of the costs that are built around us?
Well, I think when we talk about beef in general, you can be clever with your menu. You could use maybe the braised beef cheek or maybe a lesser used cut, yeah, like fillet. We're buying centre cut fillet. Last year, our small little business, we spent over 100 and nearly 30,000 on one ingredient, and we're a small little restaurant, and that's a centre cut fillet, so we're buying the best. But the reason why I did that, I always want beef in the menu. I don't like supplements personally, yeah, and we offer 9 courses. There's no extra cost, but we're buying the best beef, and we put a little bit of braised beef. So you have to be clever how you design your menu. We're coming into our game season now, which people love. So it's about eating seasonal food, which I think is really important, and local. And listen, we've the best beef in the world. We need to keep that on our menus.
Listen, Nevin McGuire, you're a true gent. Yeah. You're a wonderful ambassador for all things hospitality. And thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
It's always a privilege to see you. And down in Dingle, my God.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.